The farm bill still stalled. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
We need more farm in the farm bill.
We're 3 months into 2024 and still no new farm bill has been passed. An extension on the previous farm bill was passed last year as the old one expired, with the hopes of passing a new one this year. But so far, things still seem to be at a standstill. John Newton serves on Arkansas Republican Senator John Bozeman's staff as chief economist for the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture. He says the need for a farm bill is greater than ever before.
When you look at what's happened the last few years in agriculture, inflation on the farm has gone out of control. Everywhere that Senator Bozeman goes, Farm Bureau members are in the room and they tell him we need to see higher reference prices in this farm bill. We need investments in ag research. We need investments in ag trade. We need more money for conservation. And when you look at, we have $1.5 trillion to write this farm bill. That's the most money we've ever had to write a farm bill. And I think Congress, in a bipartisan way, can come together and allocate those resources that meet the needs of rural America, urban America, without, you know, cutting benefits to SNAP recipients.
Tennessee Congressman John Rose of the 6th District in Tennessee and a member of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee sees some movement on the farm bill, but isn't sure yet if it's enough to get it to the finish line this year.
The hope is that we're going to mark up the bill in the Ag Committee here in the weeks ahead. Whether we can get it to the floor in the House is still an open question. Obviously, the House has been occupied with passing appropriations bills from the previous year. Unfortunately, from all we're hearing on the Senate side, it appears that they're not as motivated to get the farm bill done this year. So I do think the likelihood of another extension is growing. And it seems to be maybe the most probable outcome at this point is that we see another extension past the election season.
With it being an election year, if a new farm bill is not passed by May, another extension is almost a guarantee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.